right, right of its side, and its eye walled up, and its leg just that way. Boy, it took off, and I don't know how many big shade trees we had in that lot, but I run behind every one of them.
Oh.
I'd run behind one, you know, and it didn't seem like it was big enough to hold me, and I'd run behind the other. And I made my rounds, and when I got back, my mother was just laughing her sides out. Said, "What did you run for?" And they wouldn't allow me to use that kind of language,
yeah,
that devil
yeah,
part.
Yeah.
And I was looking for trouble from her for that.
For that anyway.
And I never did find out. I don't know what was the matter with that calf, what made it do that. She was busy milking.
Well, I bet that just scared you.
Oh, Lord, I never could tell how bad scared it was.
Oh.
I didn't run behind the barn. I run behind these trees. And of course, they spur up to the first limb, and they're so big I couldn't climb them. And I remember the last one I run behind was a big old twin tree that drove together way up yonder, you know. And I tell you, my mother got a kick out of that. But I didn't. I think
you didn't. I'm sure you didn't. Well, what about the, what did you call the upper part of the barn where you would store
the
your
loft?
And then.
The ladder, they fixed something for you to climb up the ladder to go up in the loft.
Well, if you had too much hay, if you had more, well, that is, if you had more hay than you could get in the barn, how would you store the hay?
Well, they stacked it out in the hay, they'd stack it in a round, you know. But the fodder, they stacked it too around. They'd take a big pole and put right in the middle, and they'd stack this fodder with the blade, the part of the fodder that come off of the corn stalk out this way, you know, and till they got it all fodder stacks. You hear that the fodder, these rocks over here, surely the fodder stacks, haven't you?
No, I didn't know they had some rocks that surely called fodder stacks.
That's pretty probably close to surely. They run up that way and they resemble, I've never seen all of them, they resemble, they tell me, fodder stacks. And this hay, now, the way the, I believe I'm telling you right here, they'd build a square pen 8 or 10 foot wide out of maybe poles, and then they'd stand poles here on the end, and then they'd throw that hay. You see, that'd keep the hay off the ground. They'd throw it in there, and these poles that were standing angling like this would hold this hay up off the ground, and then they was put far enough apart that if you had any stock in there, they could come in there and eat between this these poles, and then just gradually pull it down from the top.
Oh.
And that saved it from just being scattered all over creation.
That's smart. Well, when you first cut the hay, what would you do with it?
Well, they'd rake it and put it like that if the barn was full, if they couldn't get no baler to bale it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it was before there's ever any balers in this country.
Well, those little piles, before they'd shock it, they'd rake up those little piles in the field. What would they call those little piles?
Well, I reckon they just call them piles of hay. Go get that piles of hay and tell you how many piles there was down there, you know.
Well, where did you keep your hogs and pigs and things?
Well, they most of the time run outside till you got ready to fatten them. You built your special pen for them.
Oh, when you got ready to fatten them.
When you get ready to fatten them, then you just throw them in the... And we had, when we lived up there on the mountain, there's a bluff. There ain't no telling how many pigs come to this world under that rock. I don't know how you'd call it out, you know, like this made a good shelter back under that. But we didn't have any hog houses, and old South would just go out in the woods and rake them up. They'd find these places. Of course, they couldn't but one South at a time go there. But they'd just go out on the south side of a log or south side of a big rock or something other and rake up.